The replacement of a well-loved Summerland pier officially opened up to the public on July 11. The pier, at Rotary Beach, had long been a landmark in the community, with an extensive history in Summerland. "For me, like many of you, this is a beloved old friend," said Connie Denisiak, a member of the Summerland Rotary Club, and one of the organizers of the pier replacement project. In 1910, the Canadian Pacific Railway constructed a wharf on the Summerland lakefront. This wharf allowed for goods to be transported from railway cars to barges and steamers connected Summerland with other communities along Okanagan Lake. The wharf was used until 1973. In the 1970s, the wharf was showing signs of age and was eventually demolished. A replacement pier, on the same site, was constructed and opened in 1999 and served as a recreational amenity in the community since that time. The original pier was a joint project involving the Summerland Kiwanis Club and the Rotary Club of Summerland, with numerous donations from within the community. "The pier in this spot is a reminder of Summerland's past," said Mayor Doug Holmes. However, the pier also began to show signs of age, and in December 2022, a structural review determined it was no longer safe. In April 2023, removal of the pier began, pausing for a time due to nesting birds in the area. In September 2023, the work resumed, and in March 2024, the old wooden pilings were removed and replaced with a steel substructure. The project came in under its budget of $800,000. Core funding came from the $4.53 million the municipality received from the province's Growing Communities Fund. In a statement to the municipality, Ann Kong, Minister of Municipal Affairs for British Columbia, said the pier is an important lakeshore amenity which holds memories for many residents and tourists. "For decades, Summerland's iconic pier has provided people with a place to experience the beauty of Okanagan Lake," she said. "Whether it's a refreshing summer swim or a spot to admire the scenery, the Growing Communities Fund is supporting Summerland and ensuring this important amenity remains a vibrant part of the community." While the project so far has been to replace the former pier as it was, the Rotary has also been working on raising funds for enhancements to the facility. Denisiak said more than $100,000 has already been raised. After the pier was opened, the Summerland Credit Union contributed $10,000 to the project, and the Penny Lane Legacy contributed $14,000 for play equipment at the structure. In addition to the pier opening, Summerland also held a ceremony to open the expanded washroom facility at Peach Orchard Beach, also on the Summerland waterfront. The washroom facility was funded by a $280,000 grant from the province's Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sports's Community Economic Recovery Infrastructure Program. The facility now has the first year-round public washrooms in the community. "Our government is proud to support the tourism sector and visitors who travel throughout the province," said Lana Popham, Minister of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport. "Tourism infrastructure projects like the new year-round washrooms at Peach Orchard Beach Park are a great example of how spaces like this make it easier for people to enjoy the beauty of the park and create a more vibrant British Columbia for everyone." The original mural on the building, painted in 2010 by Angela Hook, was expanded to cover the extension of the building. The new work was done by Larry Hunter and follows the theme and design of Hook's original work. The mural was funded through the municipality's Capital Works Reserve. "We were able to carry on with her mural," said Cown. Erin Trainer. The Summerland Arts Council was pleased to partner with the District of Summerland on this public art project, said Betty Ann Zennies, president of the Summerland Community Arts Council. "We congratulate the artist, Larry Hunter, on his beautiful painting, and we're sure all the crowds will appreciate it as they enjoy this beautiful beach." The Arts Council is developing more plans for public art projects in our town to make Summerland even more beautiful. Dolly Kruger, a member of the Penticton Indian Band Council, applauded the work done on the projects. "We believe relationship building is very important with all neighboring communities," she said.